All right, Jabosai, good evening. I apologize for my tardiness. Again, a thank you to our host, Aaron Feltz, for such a beautiful spread. Thank you. Jabosai, with that, let's begin. So we actually have a beautiful, beautiful piece by the Rebbe tonight. So remember, again, this Parshas Vayigash, I think probably contains some of the most incredible and emotional events that unfold over not just the entirety of Bereshis, but the entirety of the Torah. The entirety of the Torah. So remember, again, Yosef reveals his identity. He reveals, "Ani Yosef ha'od avichai, I am Yosef, is my father still alive?" This unpredictable man, who they thought was just the unpredictable viceroy of Egypt, turns out to be their long-lost brother. And so Yosef tells them, "Va'ata al te'atzvu, don't be sad, v'al yichar be'enechem, don't be upset, ki mechartem osi hena, that you sold me here, ki l'michyosh l'achani elokim lifneichem, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me here, ultimately, again, to provide for you." Good, beautiful idea. What Rabbi Nachman picks up on about, say, something very interesting. Yosef's choice of the lashon of te'atzvu, we're actually going to talk about this on Shabbos a little bit also. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. What do you mean, don't be sad? I mean, what's the sadness here? Don't be afraid. That, by the way, if the brothers are feeling anything, I'll say it's not sadness. It's fear. Why fear? Because the young man who they stripped of his clothing and dignity 22 years earlier is now the second most powerful man in the civilized world. So this is not about being sad. This is not about, oh, Shefala, it's going to be okay. This is about Yosef needs to reinforce them. Don't be, I'm not going to kill you. But yet he tells them, don't be sad. What's the pshat? So the Rebbe says something amazing. So if you look at the Kuti Alochas on the bottom, right by the underline, Ba'ata Alti Atzvu. Listen to this. Kol mi sheba el hatzadik b'soch klal hakibutz hu gam kim b'chlal tzadik. So we'll say, see here we need a little bit of background. So remember again, in Chassidus, so the role of the tzadik is exceptionally important. Right? Remember again, when the Baal Shem Tov started Chassidus, and really with the Talmidei HaBesht, one of the reasons why Chassidus as a movement encountered so much friction was because of the Tzaddik. Who was the Tzaddik? Who is the Tzaddik in Chassidus? Who is the Rebbe? The Rebbe is the person who is not only holier than you are, but could help bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I will say, you could understand, by the way, why Misnagdim would be very fearful of that concept. Especially since not so long before that, there was a man by the name of Shabtai Tzvi, who also again claimed to be the tzaddik who could bring everyone closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, Chassidus doesn't look at the Rebbe as a god, doesn't look at the Rebbe, but Chassidus looks at the Rebbe, it looks at the tzaddik as someone who is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, in a more intimate way, understands life in a more dramatic and intimate way, and therefore has the ability to pull his chassidim up, has the ability. So therefore the Rebbe says, whoever kol mi sheba el hatzadik besoch klal hakibbutz. We'll say, what's the kibbutz? Right? What's the kibbutz? The kibbutz is the group of chassidim. Any chassid who comes to the tzaddik, who comes to the Rebbe as part of the group, who gamkin bechlal tzaddik. See, Rabbi say, this is where the chassidim, they hit it on the head. Right? All you need to do is come to the Rebbe with the rest of the chevra, and guess what? You're a tzaddik. You know, I'll say, again, I understand coming before the Rebbe comes with all of its other responsibilities, but you'll see what the Rebbe means in just, what does this mean? But say, remember again, what does this mean? I come before the tzaddik, and therefore I'm a tzaddik? I come with my chavirim before the tzaddik, and suddenly I'm a tzaddik? What's the pshat? He said, listen to this. Ki be'emes va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Because they're both saying, in reality, every single Jew is a tzaddik. Every single Jew is a tzaddik. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Ki yesh b'chol echad mi Yisrael nekudas ha'emes shehu b'chinas tzaddik. Because they both say, each of us have within us what the Rebbe calls this nekudas ha'emes. What's the nekudas ha'emes? The point, the nekuda, the element of truth. Shehu b'chinas tzaddik. Shesham mekor hasimcha b'chinas simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem. So what's the Rebbe saying? What's Rabbi Nachman saying? Every single Jew has the fire of holiness inside of him. Every single... We'll say, what makes a tzaddik? This is actually good, by the way. This is mamish, such a beautiful accompaniment to the shir. Because we'll say, think about this in just a moment. What makes a tzaddik? So everybody has the spark. Just what does the tzaddik do? The tzaddik fans it. That's all I will say. The tzaddik is no different than the rest of us. The Rebbe is no different than the rest of us. Each and every one of us come into this world with the same exact spark. The difference is the tzaddik says, I have to fan the spark. The tzaddik says, I'm not content with the spark. I want a raging, uncontainable fire. Whereas, unfortunately, some of us are content with just the spark. Therefore, says the Rebbe, every single person has this nekudas ha'emes, this bechinas ha'tzadik. Every single person has this same exact spark of holiness, the same exact spark of spiritual beauty. Ah, so what happens? So what happens? Say, if you think about this, by the way, you understand what the Rebbe is saying, and this to me is just so incredible. What the Rebbe is saying is, we sometimes think that like we have to figure out how to be righteous. The Rebbe says, you don't have to figure out anything. Anything and everything you need in life is already in you. It's already there. The spark is there. All you need to do is fan it. You don't have to acquire anything new. You just have to amplify that which already resides within you. So we'll say, So what happens? What happens to my spark over the course of life? Says the Rebbe, Ach machmas meriras hagolos beklal ubeprat. Ne'elam bechinas tzaddik sheish etzal kol echad. So we'll say, look what the words of the Rebbe. But as a result of the bitterness of galus, the bitterness of diaspora, beklal ubeprat. What does it mean, beklal ubeprat? What does that mean? Beklal means what? National galus. Prat means personal galus. See what I'm saying? There are tzvei dinim in galus, right? There's two elements to galus. There's national galus. National galus, I understand very well. We're national galus. Right? You know, sometimes we forget that we're in galus. Right? Sometimes we forget that this is not the optimal. But we're in galus. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. That's a national state of being. Understand, even Eretz Yisrael, even if you have the privilege to live in Eretz Yisrael, there's also still a quasi-galus. Meaning it's galus until Mashiach comes. It's galus until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So there's national galus. And I will say, what's personal galus? And this is so profound because all of us suffer from this. Personal galus is personal estrangement. So you will say, what's galus? Galus is, I don't belong here. I mean, I love being here. You know how much, right? I'm saying, I don't belong here. This is not where I belong. This is not my home. This is not where I belong. I belong in Eretz Yisrael. I belong with the Beis HaMikdash. I belong with my people. I am geographically estranged. There's personal galus, where I am personally estranged. We'll say personally estranged from who? I am personally estranged from the person I know I can be. There's the person I know I can be, and there's the person I am. And for most of us, those two identities do not line up. There are some people who become the person, the person they need to be. But for most of us, we live with this split personality. There's the person I am, but there's the person I need to be. And I'm in galus from the person I need to be. I'm in galus. I'm exiled from the person I need to be. I know where the promised land is. I know where my personal promised land is. I will say, all of us have in our mind's eye the image of the person we want to be, or better stated, the image of the person we can be, but I know that I'm not there yet. I'm in galus. I'm estranged from that person. So there's national galus, which we understand very well, being estranged from our ancestral homeland. And there's personal galus, that I am estranged from the tzaddik I can be. Each of us can be a tzaddik, but I am estranged from that person. So the Rebbe says, but what happens? As a result of galus, as a result of national galus, personal galus, I am estranged from my homeland, and I'm estranged from the tzaddik I can be. Listen to this. I'm sorry, about takeif. Shemiskabtsim el hatzadik shu ish asher ruach bo, meir bechinas nekudas tzadik sheyesh etzel kol echad. I will say, listen to this. But in the moment that I come in contact with the tzadik, right? In the moment I come in contact with the tzadik, so I'll say, what happens? Contact with the tzadik fans my flame. Just having contact with the tzadik amplifies the fire within. Just having contact with the tzaddik awakens the nekudas hatzidkus, the very spark of holiness, the very spark of goodness, the very spark of piety, which burns inside of me. Va'al yedei zeh, Nisra b'hasimcha b'chinas or tzadik mismach. And I will say, you know, there is no greater simcha in life than when you feel your spark of tzidkus come alive. When you feel your spark of tzidkus come alive, Rabbi Osai, that's the greatest simcha. So Rabbi Osai, so again, so just to understand what the Rebbe tells us over here, there's three parts. Part number one is that each of us has, there's no difference between me and the tzaddik. The only difference, we both start off with the same spark. The only difference is the tzaddik fans his, and unfortunately, I don't. And as a result, what occurs? Personal galus. There's national galus, personal galus. What's personal galus? I'm estranged from my better self. I'm estranged from my tzaddik self. But something amazing happens when I go to the tzaddik, when I find myself in the presence of the tzaddik. So what happens, Rabbi Osai? My spark is awakened. Not only is my spark awakened, but my spark is fanned. Just by the mere exposure to the tzaddik, just by being with the kibbutz, just by being with my fellow Jews, together with the tzaddik, ultimately the spark is awakened and the spark is fanned. And the Rebbe says that's what's happening over here. Get ready for this. B'zeh b'chinas masha amar Yosef le'echav. I will say this is what Yosef was telling his brothers. V'yato al te'atzvu. Yosef says to his brothers, don't be sad. Rabbi Osei, what does it mean, don't be sad? See, the brothers feel, what did we do? What did we do? Here, Yosef, you know, we tried to get rid of him for whatever the reasons. And I will say, they clearly were wrong. How do they know they were wrong? Because if Yosef really deserved to be outside of the fold, then what would have happened? What would have happened? He would have just disappeared into oblivion. Either he would have died in that pit, or he would have just disappeared into the sands of Egypt, whatever it is. But he didn't. He rose to prominence. The brothers realized, they both say that through their actions, what did they do? They stamped out their flame. They stamped out their flame. They were suffering for personal exile. They were in gullus from their greater self as a result of their disastrous behavior. So what does Yosef say to them? Yosef says, my brothers, al te'atzu, don't be sad. Ki me'achar shezokin, shezokin, l'skabit yachad ala tzadik, Ha'emes b'chinas Yosef. Don't be sad. Why? Because now that you've come to me, Yosef, the tzaddik, and Abbas, you're going to see, Yosef doesn't say this in arrogance. Yosef says this because he's aware of who he is. We're together now. You're with me now. I'll fan your flame. I'll ignite your spark. I'll rekindle your greatness so that you no longer have to be in exile from your greater self. Bevada ein les atzev ot. My dear brothers, do not be sad. Rak tzvichim l'smoach harbe, bi b'ksimcha, b'chinas birbos tzadikim yismach am. So it says Rabbi Nachman so incredibly beautifully that's what's unfolding over here. Yosef HaTzadik says to the brothers, I know that you feel that as a result of your negative behaviors, that you have stamped out your spark. And the Rebbe says, I just want you to know. Yosef says, Al ti'atzvu, don't be sad. You're with me, you're with the tzaddik. And when you're with the tzaddik, the spark comes back alive. The spark is fanned. I know you feel like you're living in a state of personal gullus because you feel estranged from your greater self. But I promise you, says Yosef HaTzaddik, I'll fan your flame and you'll be able to find your inner tzidkus. Rabbi Osei, but I want to show you something amazing. Is that, let's say you're a bit chassidically challenged. Right? And so you're not necessarily holding by this whole thing with the tzaddik, with the this. I will say, this concept is very easily adaptable. Because what is Rabbi Nachman essentially teaching us? I will say, do you know the best way to fan your flame of piety? The best way to fan your flame of piety is surround yourself with good influences. See, I will say, too often in life we make the mistake of thinking, I'm strong. I could allow myself to be exposed to other influences, and they're not going to harm me. You know, I will say, Shaker, not true. Person is influenced by everything. I'm influenced by the people I keep company with, I'm influenced by the things I see, I'm influenced by the things I hear, I'm influenced by everything. So I will say, the Rebbe says, we all suffer from these two forms of galus, from national galus, where outside of Eretz Yisrael, and from personal galus. I know the person I can be. I know who I can be. If I close my eyes, I could see that person. I could see what he looks like. I even know what his accomplishments are. I know what his midos are. I know where he's holding in life. I know what his dreams and aspirations are. And it's fantastic. As long as what? I'm closing my eyes. The problem is, once I open my eyes, I then have to realize that what? I am not that person. I am not that person. So how do I get from the person I am to the person I want to be? So the simple answer, says the Rebbe, is fan your flame. Fan your flame. That's the simple answer. And I will say, how do I fan my flame? So of course, there's a variety of different answers to doing this. But the Rebbe is highlighting over here is that Yosef is telling his brothers, you guys think you extinguished your flame through your negative activities. You're now in personal galus. But you're with me, you're with the tzaddik. But say, do you know how you fan your flame? Surround yourself with positive influences. Yes, Chizr Bo say, we all need a Rebbe. I need a Rebbe, but I also need a Rebbe. That's the truth. We all need a Rebbe in life. Someone who could blanket us with positivity. Someone who sets the right tone. Someone who's the right role model. And it's not easy. We all have to seek out a person like that for ourselves. But I will say, but in addition to the Rebbe, I just have to surround myself with positive influences. Who are the chavirim? Who are the friends that I have? And you know, sometimes it's difficult because there might be people who I'm friends with, and you know what? They're just not a good influence. They're just not. And again, it's difficult because I love them. They're good people. So people say, we all know, just because someone is not a good influence doesn't mean they're not a good person. There are a lot of people who are very good people. They're just not the right influence for me. Just not the right influence. So we'll say, so sometimes it's my friends, and sometimes the friends that I keep, ultimately, again, are not really the right friends. Sometimes it's the activities that I engage in. Sometimes it's elements of my lifestyle, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if I want to fan the flame of my soul, I have to blanket my life with positive influences. The Rebbe says, keep yourself exposed to the tzaddik. Keep yourself in proximity to the tzaddik. Yosef says, brothers, I'll fan your flame. I'll rekindle your flame. So of course we have to find the tzaddik, but it's not just about the tzaddik. So I'm making sure, Rabbi said, that the influences which we surround ourselves with are conducive to our growth. And I will say, I think this gives us, and this, by the way, I think is a very tall order, because for many of us, we kind of avoid thinking about these things, because most of us have things in our lives, which if I'm honest with myself, I can honestly say, are not good for me. I don't mean they're sinful. I don't mean that. It's not Navera. I mean there's just stuff that's in my life that absolutely 1,000% impedes my growth. It just does. It just does. It could be a person. It could be an activity. It could be a thing. It could be a coworker. It could be a variety of different things. But all of us has that thing that holds us back. And so the Rebbe just says, understand, unless you're blanketing yourself with positivity, it's going to be difficult to fan your flame. And I will say, but I think it gives us an additional idea that when we daven for Mashiach, and we daven for Geula, what we're really davening for is two different forms of Geula. We're davening for national Geula, and we're davening for personal Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm tired of being estranged from my homeland. Bring me home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm tired of being estranged from myself. Help me. Give me the courage to find the real me. Give me the courage to fan my flame. Give me the courage to find my inner tzaddik. Give me the courage to not just get by with a little spark of purity and holiness, but give me the courage to fan my little spark into a beautiful, roaring, uncontainable fire of holiness and purity. All right, again, I was sorry that I was late. I apologize.
Meyer, right here.